This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and, of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
This is, Christmas Magazine with Macca and Paul here on Joy.
It's
the 25th of December. Merry Christmas.
It is.
We hope you're having a lovely morning, listening to all the great guests we've got coming with their lovely Christmas messages. Macca, who's on next?
Well, next we have Ro Ellen. And I think Ro might be calling us from regional Victoria. Is that right, Ro?
That is, up here in Volatown. There you go, Macca. There you go, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ro.
Now, you know, recently, as you know, from time to time I drive to Sydney and back, you know, for a business trip. And every time I'm coming down the Hume and I go, there's Violet Town. I must, next time I'm doing that, I'm going to let you know and I'll come and wave over the fence to you or something, Ro.
Best spot in Victoria, Macca.
It is. So what's happening in Ro's day today? What are the plans for today?
Well, Father Christmas came early, up at 6 o'clock. Got the kids home, Mum's coming over, my sister, got 11 for lunch, and so just cranked up the barbie to put the turkey in, probably a bit late, actually. But anyway, be a late lunch.
That's all right. 11. Unlucky. No, it's 13 that's unlucky for some, isn't it? 11.
That's a big meal to cook, bro, on a...
Yeah, it's a big meal.
On a big day.
That includes three kids, so...
Okay.
Relatively COVID small for our family, really.
Now, as you know, Ro, our Christmas Day broadcast at Joy, which pretty much all of it is live all day today. And it's important, you know, for folks in our community and our allies that we provide, you know, good broadcasting for them today. And there's a lot of our community that are spending today on their own, that aren't with friends and family. Do you have a message for them?
Well, first of all, I think it's amazing. You're never alone when you've got Joy on, you know, and how lucky are we to have Joy and all of you volunteering all day to bring Christmas joy to all of us. So thank you for that. It's been a tough year and there's many people that have lost people this year.
Yes.
Can't travel and can't be with loved ones and friends. And, you know, I suppose it's a word of encouragement to hang in there. I always hate the word, you know, resilient. We're such a resilient community. I think our resilience has been tested to the brink this year. But I do fundamentally believe 2021 has got to be better and not far away.
Yeah. Look, we've actually got, you know, we've had quite a number of SMS and email messages from members of our community and allies that are listening in today and thanking us for being on air. But, you know, it's important that Joy only exists because of the support of its members, the support of its sponsors, the support of government, the support of individual donors, and the support of people like you, Ro, you know, that make a difference, you know, to keep Joy on air. It's not just the financial support, it's the emotional support that we get from our community for our broadcasting that keeps us on air, because if we didn't get the feedback and no one was listening, there wouldn't be much point, would there?
And look, Joy's been through its ups and downs.
Yes.
But it's certainly on and up, and the only way is up for Joy. I've walked through your new studios in the Pride Centre and I can picture it's almost there. I'm looking forward to being in the studio at the first live broadcast. I mean, there's so much to look forward to in next year. It's going to be an amazing year. I hope everybody gets a rest because, you know, as I said in my Christmas message, the journey to justice is not finished. We've got more work to do. We've been able to do a lot of things this year, even with COVID. But I know next year we're going to have to work doubly as hard to make sure that you know, we opened the Pride Centre, but, you know, I keep saying 2021 is the year of I, the year of intersex. We've got to do a lot of reform in that area. And, of course, we've got to deliver the whole of government strategy, just a small little project. So there's a lot to do. And we're going to need Joy, strong as ever. So I believe you've got new recruits, new broadcasters,
yes,
new volunteers.
We do, and you know, our goal as a station for Joy is to make it broader, is to make it more diverse, is to reach out more into rural and regional Australia. And it's important that everyone that listens to Joy understands that the price of equality is eternal vigilance.
You can't take your foot off the pedal. You can't look away for a minute.
No, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. There's only one way to spell equality, and there's only one way to deliver it. And that is that regardless of who you are, what you are, where you live, that you are treated equal under the law and by the practices of society. Anything less than that is not equality. And people that tell you, oh, well, you know, we need to make an exception for this. No, you won't say this, but you know what? That's bullshit. Everyone needs to be treated the same. And on Christmas Day, if you're not a Christian, doesn't matter. You need to treat people the same. And if you don't, then you're actually not being true to the reason whoever and however you were created. That sounded like a sermon, yeah, didn't it?
It did, Macca. Kicked down off the pulpit. You can see he's in a good mood this morning, bro.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it, some people say, you know, we should just say happy holidays, not say Merry Christmas. I think we can say Merry Christmas as long as we're aware of when Ramadan is, when other religious and cultural practices are through the year. I think that's important. And, you know, I think my kid's just learning about that, actually, very multicultural school, and when they fast in Ramadan and all the different things. And I think that's one of the beauties of Joy, too, is all the diversity of our community is reflected in Joy. So it's been a... It's been a very full year of broadcasting, hasn't it?
It has indeed. And I think,
and sorry, I just got to say, we've got a message from a listener here, Ro. Dave from Sydney said, I agree with Ro, you're never alone with Joy. Dave is on an empty train on his way to provide some care and companionship to residents in an aged care facility in Sydney. And he says, thank you. But, you know, the train might be empty, but his life isn't.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
That's the role of Joy.
Isn't that great? And I know Joy TV has been a lifeline,
yes,
as well through COVID with the Kerry and Dolly show, and hope you all caught the Christmas special last night. And, you know, all the different mediums and all the different ways that we can connect, and we know that 2020, that's what we've needed to do. We've needed to find different ways to connect and keep our mental health as strong as we could, and you've been a big part of all that.
Joe, I just want to ask you to indulge for just a second. You've done a whole bunch of stuff in this last 12 months, some of which I guess you probably didn't expect to do at the beginning of the year. Just indulge yourself a little. What do you think is your proudest moment in the last 12 months? Because, you know, out of all the stuff you've had to do, which I think, you know, we recognise here at Joy has been quite diverse, what is the thing that resonates? I know, it's like choosing a best child.
Yeah, that's right. You have to choose your favourite children and you get in trouble for it, but... Look, honestly, just to keep the Pride Centre building. I mean, the windows were stuck in China. We had to unlock them.
Yep.
You know, we found all sorts of dramas and then going down to a quarter of the construction. 35 Zoom consultations to keep the strategy going. And honestly, the Kerry and Dolly show going global, I think, was,
yes,
you know, amazing. All these things wouldn't have happened, or certainly Kerry and Dolly wouldn't have happened without COVID. I mean... You know, and I'm always looking for the shining, you know, light in bad situations. I mean, the fact that we did move to Zoom meant that more rural and regional, more isolated people, more closeted people, actually participated with,
yeah,
the cameras on or the cameras,
yes,
off.
Yes.
They didn't have to turn up to a consultation. We met with LGBTIQ asylum seekers that may not have come out and felt comfortable. So, you know, I'm hoping we'll keep using those mediums. So... It hasn't all been horrible, but, you know, it has also been horrible. At the same time, I've listened to terrible stories and tried to help individuals and groups that have done it incredibly tough this year, you know, and it certainly made me stop and think about some of the very basic blessings that I've taken for granted, you know, quiet time in Violetown. I haven't done as much travel. That's been a blessing. I've just turned up, yeah. I think on Idaho Hobbit Day, I usually do about 6 events. I think I did 16 events because I just had to Zoom from one to another. But when I finished, I was home, you know, and I didn't have to do the travel. So that was a blessing. I didn't pick one there. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I didn't expect you to pick one, but you've just shown a demonstration, though, of a breadth of stuff that you've had to do, which I think is a great indictment of what
and you know,
doing
let's
for
not
us.
Forget law reform. We've managed to do law reform
yes.
this year, too. We've got the change and suppression bill through the lower house. That's been monumental. It's been difficult for survivors. I know that. And certainly, you know, it's been difficult to address it for me as a survivor as well. And I've been working with faith leaders and the Australian Christian Lobby. I'm sure that's a highlight this year, but it's certainly been, you know, it's been good. I even got a Christmas card from the ACL this year, so wonders we'll never see.
Oh, dear. I didn't get one. How come I didn't get one? Jeez.
I got to keep it because it's just, you know, when I finally finish this job and I take a box of stuff out of the office.
That's right. That's one of the things.
That'll be one of the crazy things I put in it, you know.
Well, look, Ro, thank you personally and thank you professionally on behalf of Joy. People in our community don't always know or aren't always across what you do and how you do it. I can say that, Ro, the work you've done for our community, not just in the last few years, but particularly this year, things like, you know, supporting Joy, supporting all the other groups in our community, ensuring we had a voice, ensuring we had a place at the table, it's made a difference. And, you know, our community has come out of COVID, I think, in better shape than we went in, and in no small part, that is due to your advocacy and support and your wonderful ability to be balanced. There you go.
There you go.
Peace. That's it.
Ro, thank you so much for
That's
joining
it.
Us this
Where
morning.
You go from there? Thank you.
And look,
Merry Christmas to you.
We've only got people on today, Ro, that have actually contributed to our community and have supported Joy. That was the rule for today.
Oh, I'm sure there's a long list.
There wasn't enough space, but thank you, Ro, and enjoy the turkey.
I will.
Cheers, Ro. Merry Christmas.
Bye for now.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.